Previously on Mom.
We're gonna grab coffee with some girls from the meeting. Do you wanna come with us?
Your parents know you're trying to get sober?
My parents don't know I'm alive.
So, where are you living?
There's a guy.
What's he do?
He's a drug dealer. And a guitar player.
If you're hungry, the kitchen's there and the bathroom's there. Make yourself at home.
Yeah, thanks again.
Sweet dreams.
Christy? Don't you have work to do?
Hmm?
On your computer upstairs?
Oh, yes. I go to college, so I have a paper to write.
And print.
Yes, and print. Can't turn it in unless you print it.
I am not in college, so I like to watch TV.
Okay, sweet dreams.
Night.
Christy? Yeah?
Aren't you afraid I'm gonna steal your purse?
Don't be silly. Just put it in my mouth.
Our little dope fiend up yet?
She's gone.
I went back to my boyfriend and I told him I wanted to get clean and it didn't work out so good. I don't know what I'm gonna do now. You know, I just know whatever it is, I can't do it by myself.
You don't have to.
Really appreciate you picking me up.
When do you plan on getting your car fixed?
When I have a spare $1,200.
Well, that's never gonna happen.
Marty Brockett, when the hell are you gonna look at my heater?
Lo siento, no hablo inglés.
I'm blind, I'm not an idiot. Fix the damn heater.
I'll get to it, Mr. Munson.
I can hear you giving me the finger.
Our little meth head is still asleep.
I just hope she got up to pee.
I'm all for helping her get sober, but if she had a little of that mess get up and go, she'd probably clean up the house.
What time is it?
4 o'clock.
In the year 2038.
We are robots.
What?
Jody, sweetie, you're welcome to stay with us until you get on your feet, but could you get on your feet once in a while?
Yeah, maybe it's time to get a job. You'll feel a lot better about yourself once you start earning some money.
Hey, if you need me to help out with groceries, I'm sure I can hit up my sister for some money.
The sister who won't talk to you because you stole from her? Yeah, that's a great plan.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
What do you think? Meth brain or teenage brain?
What's the difference? We hold off on contacting your sister and let's start thinking about what you could do for work.
Well, I know what I want to do.
Fantastic. That's the first step. What is it?
Get famous on YouTube.
Go back to sleep. I'm sorry about your heater, Mr. Munson, but I haven't seen my mom. I don't know what to tell you, sir. She's unbelievably unreliable and dishonest. I'd like to chalk it up to her rough childhood, but the truth is she's just a horrible person. Okay, I'll remind her to get up there as soon as I see her. Okay, see you later. I mean, I'll see you. You won't.
You just earned yourself a car ride tomorrow.
What's the big deal? Why don't you fix the guy's heater?
Because he's a nudge. I don't want to reward that kind of behavior.
Hey, how'd the job search go?
Waste of time. Baskin-Robbins can suck it.
Apparently 31 flavors doesn't want 28 tattoos.
Spent the last 3 weeks filling out job applications for every stupid loser business in this town.
I hope you're bringing that sunny disposition to the job interviews.
Sure, help yourself. I mean, let's face it, I'm never gonna get a job. I've got no skills, no education. All I'm good for is selling my blood.
Oh, there's no money in that. What you want to do is sell your eggs.
How do I do that?
You don't. What is wrong with you?
You may have some half-brothers and sisters out there. We'll talk later.
Look, we had no skills or education either.
Yeah, we weren't always the put-together people you now see before you. Those are for everyone.
But we stayed sober, we didn't give up, and eventually we found employers who believed our lies.
Wait, I can lie on these job applications?
You haven't been?
I kept talking about how staying sober means being totally honest.
Not when it comes to getting some crappy minimum wage job.
Listen, Jody, the owner of this building thinks I was a jet engine mechanic for the Royal Canadian Air Force. I was not.
Yeah, she can't even fix a blind man's heater.
Not can't, won't.
The point is, you learn how to do a job by doing the job.
Exactly, fake it till you make it.
Okay, so when they ask me what I've been up to, I should say, after I quit high school.
After you graduated high school.
After I graduated high school, I joined a rock band.
The Peace Corps.
The Peace Corps, and what do they do?
You helped bring clean water to poor people in Africa.
Which is where you got your love for serving coffee.
Or putting hot dogs on a stick. Or getting famous on YouTube. Okay, let's start over. Does anyone know a good mechanic who fixes cars just for the love of it?
What's wrong with your car this time?
I think it just hates me. It doesn't even tell me to put my seatbelt on anymore.
Oh, that reminds me. Do any of you have a good piano tuner?
Christy, who does our Steinway?
You could have just said no.
You could have looked around at who you're talking to.
Hey, rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, now guess why I'm late. You wanted to keep your streak alive?
No, I got a job. I'm a barista.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Oh, and I gotta tell you, the advice you gave me about lying on the application was dead on.
What's this now?
Don't worry, we got it.
She sleeps on our couch, she plays by our rules.
When do you start?
Tomorrow. I get a uniform and a name tag, and I get to drink all the coffee I want as long as I use the same cup.
Oh, Jody, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, a toast to becoming a productive tax-paying citizen.
Oh, Bonnie said I didn't have to pay taxes.
Shh.
Mom, angry blind man, 9 o'clock.
Oh, dear God.
What are you doing? He can't see you.
Then what's he looking at? All right, that's it. We gotta find a new place to live.
Or you could fix his heater.
So, when exactly did you start selling your eggs?
The day they started paying for them.
God, Mom.
Just a heads up, don't have sex with any guys who look like me.
Not a problem.
Hey, check it out. After 2 weeks of writing people's names on coffee cups, I got paid.
Yay! Hey, congratulations!
Do you realize that this is the first time I've made money that I can't get arrested for?
That's great, Jody. Remember your first honest buck?
Yeah, it was the eggs.
Okay, you know what you're gonna do with this money?
Yeah, purple hair extensions.
No, you're gonna take $100 out of here and send it to your sister.
What? No. This is my money. I earned it.
Yeah, and your sister earned the money you stole from her.
Okay, but wouldn't me giving her this money just be me trying to buy her love?
Oh, she's good.
No, it would be you making amends to your sister $100 a week every week until it's paid off.
Forget it. No way.
I think it's time we started charging her rent.
Hey, okay, I'll do it.
That's better.
It's weird. We're very good with kids when we're not related to them.
We might be. I sold a lot of eggs.
I don't know. Maybe this is a bad idea. I haven't seen her in 2 years, and we were always very different people.
Relax. Your sister wouldn't have invited you to come live with her if she wasn't ready to give you a second chance.
Or eighth or ninth chance. You're right. I can do this.
Just
stay sober and help her out around the house.
Maybe wash the dishes once in a while.
Don't take food off her plate.
Or money from her purse.
Got it.
Listen, I just wanted to thank you for everything.
It's our pleasure.
Occasionally.
I don't know where I'd be without you guys. I mean, you literally saved my life. I love you.
I love you too.
Dan, I'm crying all over your big purple hair. Let's move this along.
Can I help you?
They really are different.
I'm looking for Teresa Hubbard.
She's in 5G. This is 4G.
Oh, sorry to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, we're gonna have to say goodbye all over again.
Wow.
Yeah.
She literally said that we literally saved her life.
That's because we literally did.
I feel so good right now.
Me too.
This is how Gandhi must have felt when he did whatever it was that he did.
I think it's safe to say that helping Jody makes up for every bad thing I've ever done.
Yeah. So what if you made a blind man go 3 months without heat? You saved a life.
Damn right.
I never want to lose this feeling.
Neither do I.
I want more.
More is always better.
You know what we need?
More.
Yes. And I know how to get it. We need to help another alcoholic.
I like it.
Maybe we could find someone at a meeting.
Nah, if they're at a meeting, they already want help. I say we bag a drunk in the wild.
Oh, yeah. This was a good call.
Yeah. Sports bar on a Tuesday afternoon. They ain't here for the mozzarella sticks.
So, what are you thinking? The big moose over there in the hockey jersey?
I'm thinking we stick with the ladies. It would be great if we could help somebody and not get murdered.
Smart. How about the redhead bobbing for beer nuts?
Oh, yeah, that's a train wreck.
Shall we save a life?
That's what angels do.
Set halos on stun.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you're a big one.
Hi.
You're a teeny tiny one.
Mind if we join you?
Sure. We'll be small, medium, and large. I'm medium.
Bonnie.
Christy.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Bonnie and Christy. I am Michelle, but you can call me Rodrigo.
Yeah. All right. Rough day?
Honestly, can't remember. More, please?
Are you having a little trouble with your drinking?
Mm. Drinking's going great. I had a bit of a situation in the ladies' room.
I think we have a winner. Sounds like you could use some help.
Yeah. You have a mop?
Better. We can change your life.
That is better than a mop.
And it's not just us. There's more people out there that want to help you.
Shut up! We'll call them and tell them to get their asses over here.
Or we could bring you to them.
If that's what you want.
I've won it all, bitches.
Then let's hit it, Rodrigo.
Whoa. You should probably drive.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, can you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Where'd you find Freddie Mercury? We pulled her out of a bar.
We're
We're kind of like an alcoholic SWAT team.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life.
I lost my virginity to this song. Not the whole thing, just this part.
Bismillah.
Does she know where she is?
That's not the point. The point is we rescued her from the nightmare of alcoholism.
How do you know she's an alcoholic?
Come on, who would take on a song that challenging in a room full of strangers? Queen in the Afternoon, that's a drunk.
Here we are.
Let's get you to bed.
Oh, boy. So how's this gonna work?
What do you mean?
I've never done the girl-on-girl thing before. Do we have to breed a bunch of dogs first, or do we just get right to it?
We're not gay.
Then how come we were at a lesbian piano bar?
That was an AA meeting.
Oh, so that's why no one was dancing. So anyway, which one of you's gonna be the dude?
What are you looking at me for? Just gonna sleep it off on the couch, and then tomorrow we start working on your new life in sobriety.
But I'm horny.
Stop looking at me.
I said no pickles.
You know, I'm thinking there's good money in getting people sober. Maybe we should start our own rehab.
I like it. Plunkett House.
If you drunk it, come to Plunkett.
I'm writing that down because I know we'll forget it.
This woman attacked me.
You attacked me!
Attack you? I can't even see you.
Okay, everybody calm down.
Who are you?
It's me, Christy, remember?
What the hell is going on?
It's okay, Mr. Munson. We're trying to help a fellow alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
You got time for this nonsense and you can't fix my heater?
Who are you people?
Just come inside. Everything's gonna be just fine.
Call the police. I'm being kidnapped.
Not to worry. Have a nice night.
Crazy, presumably white women.
Michelle, listen to me. You don't have to live your life like this anymore.
We are here for you. We recover together.
Welcome to Plunkett House.
What are you talking about? I just had a bad day.
Aren't they all bad days?
No, I got passed over for a promotion at work and decided to get hammered.
So this isn't a regular thing with you?
Of course not.
Are you sure? Because in our experience as addiction specialists, denial of the disease is a real problem.
Listen, dumbass. This is maybe the second time I've been drunk since college.
How about we give you a ride home?
Really? After the dumbass comment?
So we brought her home.
A lovely home.
And tried to explain the situation to her husband.
A lovely husband.
Who confirmed she was not an alcoholic.
But he did accuse her of having a long-term affair with her boss.
Which explains why she was upset about getting passed over for the promotion.
She did put in the work.
Anyway, long story short, he filed for divorce and she filed a restraining order against us.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've had my share of restraining orders, but this one really stings.
I feel like such an idiot.
Oh, don't beat yourselves up. Over at your hearts, we're in the right place.
Yeah, you were sincerely trying to help this woman, and that's what counts.
You think?
Absolutely. You have nothing to feel guilty about.
Thank you, guys. That makes me feel a lot better.
Me too.
Shall we? I've got to get to work.
Yeah, I've got a heater to fix.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
we really helped them out.
We did.
Feels good.
Feels great.
Let's do it again.
Nuts.
Having a bad day?